This is the Composer's Datebook for March 5th. I'm John Burge. Among the talented music students at Philadelphia's Curtis Institute in the late 1920s, a teenager named Samuel Barber must have stood out. After all, he was an incredibly gifted triple talent, pianist, composer, and singer. Maybe it just ran in the family. His mother was a talented amateur pianist. His uncle Sidney Homer was a respected composer of art songs, and his aunt Louise Homer was a leading soprano at the Metropolitan Opera. On today's date in 1933, it was another Metropolitan Opera artist, mezzo-soprano Rose Bampton, who gave the premiere of one of Barber's early masterworks, a setting for voice and string quartet of British poet Matthew Arnold's verse, Dover Beach. The first recording of Dover Beach, made in 1935, featured Barber himself as the vocalist, making him perhaps the only classical composer to sing one of his own works on a professional major label recording. When the British composer Raphon Williams heard Barber sing Dover Beach, he urged Barber to continue to compose. The young man took that advice, and rather than make a name for himself as a baritone, Samuel Barber rapidly established himself as one of the major American composers of the 20th century. Composer's Datebook is supported by OneDrop, a new way to manage diabetes. With supplies delivered to your door and personal health coaching, OneDrop can help lower blood sugars in just 1 month at Walmart, Apple stores, and getonedrop.com. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.